I'm Dan.
I'm Elaine.
And we host the Sublime True Crime podcast. With a new episode every Sunday, we're possibly the only podcast where one of the co-hosts can't pronounce the name of their own show.
Oh, but you do try.
Yes, I wonder who that could be.
We concentrate on UK crimes of all kinds, murder, rape, serial killers. We've even covered the world's largest mugging recently, though my favourite is still a Hatton Garden heist.
Mine too. That was a good episode. We predominantly cover solved cases. The first episode is the exception so far, and my excuse is that we were finding our feet.
Is that the one where you didn't realise it was unsolved until you'd written most of the episode, and then didn't want to waste it?
Maybe.
We started recording in January 2020 and have released an episode every week, so there's a back catalogue there to binge. We'd love for you to come and listen to us.
Just search for Sublime True Crime on any good podcast provider. Click subscribe and listen to the back catalogue of existing episodes.
We do hope that you will join us soon. Until then, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hi, welcome to the Miranda Writes podcast.
I'm Crystal.
I'm Vanessa.
We have the right to remain silent,
but we probably won't.
Yay. Hi, Florecita.
Hi. Comadre.
How was El Paso?
It was El Paso. Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. I love it.
Awesome, awesome. I love it. I know. I'm so sad. I wanted to go.
I know. It was fun, though. It was good to see everybody.
I saw a picture of Mom and Petra, and I love it. It's mm-hmm. so cute. Lorena posted it, and she tagged you.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I love that picture of them. Yeah. Mom's kissing on her cheek, I think.
Yeah, uh-huh. It was fun.
And then Lauren has a picture with you, and it was cute. I love that picture, too.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I'm happy I went. I'm happy I invited myself. Hanging on by the coattails. Yeah, but... So what's new? What's going
nothing.
On?
Just, you know.
Had a busy week.
Yes, I had a busy week. And sorry we didn't upload an episode last week. We did record. Mm-hmm. We recorded, but I was supposed to edit it. And like I've said before, we don't edit our podcasts at all, ever. Right. And I couldn't figure it out. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I give up. Uh-huh. So when I figure that out, I will upload it.
Yes.
So we'll upload this one, and then once I figure that out, we'll upload that one.
Yeah.
So you guys will have kind of like a tufa somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere down the line. Yeah.
It's a couch cheeseman, so.
Yeah.
But anyways, anything else you want to say?
No, not at all. What are we talking about today? I'm kind of curious to hear this one.
This is a good case.
Okay.
It was a case suggestion, so I won't say her name, but mm-hmm. she knows who she is.
Okay.
I don't think she wants me to say her name.
Okay. She's off. Stop it.
But she's... a sweetheart, and I love her.
Okay.
She's a really good person, and she asked me to do this case, and I was like, okay. So I couldn't really find a lot of stuff on uh-huh. this person. So anyways, this week we'll be talking about the murder of Monica Sanders.
Okay.
You haven't heard this one, huh?
No, I have not.
Well, I'm going to school you. Okay. Pay attention. There's going to be a test.
Oh, shit.
Huh, Monica? Monica loves when you say that. Hey, Daryl.
Damn, Daryl.
Damn, Daryl.
Damn, Daryl. Does Daryl have a skullet? Just kidding.
We love you, Daryl. Mm-hmm. So, anyways... So, like I said, the person that case suggests, I couldn't find anything. Well, the person, I'm sorry, I'm just like starting a sentence and then I stop it. So
I know.
Sorry. So the person that case suggested this is a really good friend of mine. Uh-huh. She's such a great mom. She's really good, and she's not from here, uh-huh. but she moved here like later on, uh-huh. you know, when she was probably, I want to say she was a teenager, but anyways. Uh-huh. And then... What was I going to say after that? Oh, so when I went to go research this case, mm-hmm. I couldn't find anything. Like, I was like, God, there's, like, really nothing. Mm-hmm. But guess where I went? I went on Reddit. And I found some stuff on Reddit. I fucking love Reddit.
So I don't... What is Reddit?
Reddit's, like, a social forum. And okay. Like, it depends on what you follow. You can follow, like, all kinds of stuff on there. Like, you can follow, like... recipes, people, you know, like photography, you can mm-hmm. follow murder mysteries, you can follow paranormal mysteries. It's just like these little groups of people that talk about whatever you're subscribed to on there.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. I like it.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
I don't get on there a lot, but when I do get on there, I'm always like, why don't I get on here more? But anyways. Right. So, James and Doris Sanders lived in Fauk, Arkansas. Fauk, Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
They had three children, Monica, Philip, and Christy. Monica was the oldest. She loved to dance mm-hmm. and had been a ballet dancer for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
She actually had performed at the Texarkana College and Pearl Theater for ballet. So she was a pretty ballerina girl.
Mm-hmm.
I love ballerinas.
I know.
Avery was a ballerina for a little bit, remember? I love her little ballerina getup. I'll probably get her back in it.
Until she kicked the teacher in her kneecaps. No, just kidding.
Remember she threw a fit when she had to go to her performance? Oh my God, I did her hair and makeup. And then she pitched a fit. I was like, oh, we're not going then, I guess. She didn't want to do it.
Oh.
So it's mid-August 1988. And Monica had a busy weekend planned ahead. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, August 20th, she had plans to go out dancing with friends at the Pine Tavern on US 67 in Texarkana. Mm-hmm. It's now known as the Electric Cowboy.
Okay.
So they called it a club, like there was like a dancing club. But when I looked at it, when I researched it, it looks like a tavern, kind of like the airport tavern, you know.
Uh-huh.
And Sunday, August 21st, was her little sister's birthday and birthday party. Monica had explained to Doris, her mother, she would be spending the night with her friend neighbor after dancing, mm-hmm. Just in case her mom needed her for anything.
Okay.
So,
such a good girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Monica had planned, she actually planned her little sister's birthday party. Mm-hmm. So she was expected to arrive home fairly early to set up and attend the birthday party for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
She adored her little sister Christy and would not miss her birthday or party for the world.
Mm.
So Sunday morning, when Doris, her mom, hadn't seen or heard from her daughter, she walked over to the neighbor's house to check on Monica. Doris figured her daughter hadn't yet woken up from the previous night's shenanigans, and the party needed to be set up. So when Doris arrived, she wasn't there.
She wasn't at the neighbor's?
No. Doris immediately knew something was wrong, but had to continue with the birthday party that had been planned. So after the party ended, Doris started asking around in regard to her daughter's whereabouts. She started with the Pine Tavern and then proceeded with friends.
Mm-hmm.
When Doris realized she hadn't gotten enough information to locate her daughter, she contacted Miller County Sheriff's Office. Mm-hmm. Who then explained to her that Monica would have to be missing for at least 48 hours before a search could be conducted.
Because she was over 18.
She was over 18.
Eight. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah. She was 20 at the time.
Oh. Yeah. And they let people get in the taverns at 20?
Yeah. I don't... They went out dancing. Oh, they just so went it wasn't for dancing. Like a bar. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, it was a bar, but it was like a dancing... Like, I mean, they had like...
Maybe like Graham Central.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. It was like Graham Central. Like, remember how one, like, I think it was upstairs was drinking and downstairs was like something for, like the underage people.
Yeah,
huh?
Under something 21. Like that. Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. So I think it was like that. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The next time Doris would hear from the sheriff's office, it would be exactly 9 days later.
9 days?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they told her she couldn't say, and they couldn't put a missing persons report
until 48 hours. And I'm sure, like, they waited, like, I'm sure she waited until 48 hours and then went back. But
she
didn't really hear from them until, like, 9 days later.
I mean, I understand why they say that, like, the police stations, but, I mean, I just feel like it's so crucial within those first 2 days.
Yes, you know? I was going to say.
That's why they have that show, 48 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what they say on there all the time. Like, I mean, I get you don't want to waste, like, resources.
Yeah, you but know? I mean, but, that, there's I mean, some stuff that you can do that's not really, how do I say it? Not really wasting resources right. or, like, wasting their time. I mean, yeah. they have officers that are patrolling the streets all the time. Exactly. So it's not going to, what's it going to take to send an officer
yeah.
to ask about what they saw, if anybody's seen anything. Exactly. Or, yeah, and I agree. I don't think I think the 48-hour thing is a crock of shit. Like, yeah. I just think that it's not fair. Yeah. Because you don't know what yeah. happens. I mean, mm-hmm. and, you know, like, potentially whoever's hurt or the murderer or kidnapper has a 48-hour head start. And that's right. that's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. And, you know, the fact that, you know, I just feel like, I mean, something should be started. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyways, I mean, I don't even know what the story
is. I mean, I know they have, like, I know for Pinal County, they have, like, the posse.
Mm.
So it's like a group of volunteers who are kind of like officers, but they're not. I mean, they should send people out there like that to do stuff like that. Yeah. They're volunteers for a reason. Oh, yeah,
that's a good suggestion. Maybe they do. I mean, I don't know.
But. Yeah, I don't know either.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they should.
They should. I think they should. Yeah, they should. If they don't, they should.
Listen to us. We know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean. We have degrees in fucking nothing.
Yeah. And bullshit. And we think we're the fucking boss, so yeah.
of everything, yeah. so.
So just ask us.
We pretty much know the answer to everything. And if we don't, we'll find it. We'll figure exactly. it out.
We'll just say something. Just to make you feel better. But anyways.
So on August 30th, 1988, the secretary for Folk City, I can't say that. I always like, I say it and then I'm like, it doesn't sound right, but
yeah.
Falk City called Doris and explained officers were trying to reach her. Doris stated, "I got excited and thought they found Monica and she was fine."
Oh my God.
But sadly, that wasn't the case. Oh. Doris and her husband, James, had been informed by Trooper Bill Fuller of the Arkansas State Police of the terrible news. Monica had been found. A local gentleman had gone for a walk in the woods near his home close to Canal Road when he came across a body.
Oh my God.
Monica's body had been found on or around 7:30 a.m. in a secluded wooded area by Mercer Bayou. It's close to Smith Park along the Long, Slow, and Sulphur River in rural Miller County, Arkansas, near Highway 237. So just to give you a description of Smith Park,
mm-hmm.
it's about 320 acres.
Mm.
That's a lot of land.
That's a lot of dirt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It has campsites, two playgrounds, a waterfowl observation walkway, boat ramps, basketball court, softball field, picnic areas, and two restrooms.
What in the world?
So this is a huge park. I would say if you were in the right area, it's big enough for no one to hear you scream.
Oh my God. That is awful.
Monica had been raped, beaten, and shot.
What?
Mm-hmm. She was missing two teeth. She had broken fingernails. And they did notice that there was three gunshot wounds to her chest.
Oh my God.
And that's what ultimately killed her.
Wow.
She put up a hell of a fight. Like, she broke her fingernails and her teeth were... I mean, God, that poor girl.
Oh, my gosh. That is awful.
So, get this. Strangely, her clothes were folded neatly and arranged next to her body along with her boots.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You think it was, like, a military person? I mean, who would do that so neatly?
Yeah, I could see your thought process on that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like some like A-type personality kind of
mofo. I would say A-type personality.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I guess I don't want to say military because it's just like,
yeah, you know, I would say singling out people,
but definitely A-type personality.
Yeah.
That is like some anal shit right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think also what they were probably trying to do was throw off the authorities.
For sure. Yeah.
You know, because she was found nude.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, obviously, because her clothes were right there next to her. Yeah. But,
yeah.
Yeah. So I think they were trying to possibly, like, throw off authorities and be like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they were trying to make it seem like it was somebody who knew her, you know? And yeah. I'm using air quotes, like, knew her.
Yeah, I guess.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what I would think. But, I mean, I'm not a psychologist.
That is so weird.
What do you think about that?
I don't know. Almost like then I'm thinking like, well, definitely like you said, to throw off authorities, because maybe they could think like, okay, you know, her clothes were neatly folded, meaning that she took them off willingly.
They that weren't makes ripped. Sense.
They weren't ripped. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, yeah, if they no, weren't ripped
sense.
Off.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was somebody that she knew that she willingly took her clothes off. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were fooling around. I definitely think that they were doing it to throw off authorities, but wanted them to believe that it was that she did it willingly.
Well, and I feel like you're onto something, because that was kind of my thought process, but not uh-huh. like that.
Okay.
I was my thought process was she did it willingly, because what I was thinking was they took her to that area possibly to make it look like they were at a lover's lane, yes. quote unquote, lover's lane, yes. where they're going to go mess around.
That's what I was just going to say.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that was my thought process when I read that. And when yes. I was like, look, and when I looked up, Smith Park.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, it's a park where there's campsites, and like that's right. why I put all yeah, that in there
exactly.
because I wanted people to kind of like have a picture in their head of kind of like what this place looked like,
right?
Because I would think mm-hmm. like, I mean, as young kids, you know, remember when we were in school, we would go hang out over there. People would go hang out over there at the Dave White Park, remember? Because mm-hmm. there's nothing out there.
Yeah.
And I remember kids used to go out there and, like, do stupid like, shit. Like, mac fool around.
On each other.
Yeah, mac on each other, shit uh-huh. like that. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they didn't go there. Maybe they went somewhere else in the desert. But I'm just yeah. saying, like, you know, that's kind of, like, what kids do. And I say kids, like, younger
yeah.
adults, you know.
Not saying that that's what she was doing, but
I don't think that, but yeah. I think that's yeah. what they did to throw off authorities.
That's what I was going to say. That's yeah. exactly what I was thinking in my head. You took it right out of my head.
That's what, when you were saying that, like, mm-hmm. I think they wanted the authorities to think that she did it willingly.
Yeah,
I was
that
like,
she went by choice.
Yeah.
She wasn't.
Took off her clothes by yes. choice. She yes. wanted, you know, and that, yeah. I thought like that, but. Thinking about it with in regards to the park, like they wanted to make right. it seem like they went somewhere to fool around.
Yes,
but mm-hmm. I don't think that. And when I go on further, I don't think that's what yeah. she had in mind.
Absolutely.
I think she actually thought that. I don't know. Well, you'll know.
Yeah. Okay. So
yeah.
So then
you woke up.
You woke up. Yeah. So you woke up. So she, mm-hmm. the clothes are folded perfectly. Mm-hmm. Not yeah. she did not do that.
No.
When they showed up to the scene, her clothes were
her clothes were folded neatly along with her boots, like placed by her body.
Disgusting.
Right. So according to sources, the night in question kind of went down like this.
Mm-hmm.
Monica's friends were leaving the tavern earlier than expected.
Mm-hmm.
She was having fun and wasn't ready to go. So a gentleman by the name of Johnny offered to give her a ride home and so she could stay a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone agreed and Monica stayed behind.
Mm.
So it was weird because when investigators found Johnny, he had scratches on his torso leading down to below his underwear, which caught the detective's attention.
Uh-huh.
There were pictures taken of the scratches, which, by the way, looked like they were made by fingernails. Johnny explained he received them from a briar patch as he was walking in the woods near his mom's home.
What's a briar patch?
I don't know. I was going to look
maybe
that
like
up
a
and
bush?
I forgot. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably, I would say. Uh-huh. I forgot to look that up.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, a briar patch.
Yes. Oh, and I forgot to write down his last name, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So, where was I? Oh. Detectives thought otherwise, though. They suspected it had been from Monica.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Johnny had also changed his story like 3 times as to how he received the scratches.
Mm-mm.
And, let's see. Through further investigation, detectives also learned of 3 other men who were with Johnny that night.
Mm-hmm.
David Brown, Rick Flippo, and Kendall Payne. It is said that all 4 failed a polygraph test.
What?
Which we all know isn't admissible in court, but right, still.
But still.
Mm-hmm. God, I forgot this guy's name, his last name. I forgot to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm done, I'll have you look it up on your phone.
Okay. You have my phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I know. So, when I'm done, I'll have you look it up. So, Johnny was arrested September 11th, 1989, and charged with first-degree murder.
Johnny was,
yeah.
The guy with the scratches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One of the other men, I don't know which one exactly, because it didn't give their names. The only reason I found their names was on Reddit. Names on Reddit.
Okay.
That's why I was like, I fucking love Reddit, because I couldn't really find anything, but then I found some more information on Reddit.
Weird.
So anyways, I don't know which one exactly, but one of them had also been arrested and charged, but the charges were soon dropped. Mm-hmm. The other 2 were never arrested or charged. Johnny was tried and acquitted for Monica's murder in August of 1990. Oh, they found him not guilty. The jury of 7 men and 5 women deliberated for about 5.5 hours before coming to a decision. Yeah, they found him not guilty. Mm-hmm.
What in the freak?
Yeah, there were some questionable statements, evidence, and possibly there was like a lot of rumors going around that has surfaced during the trial, such as a key piece of evidence, a piece of plastic found on Monica's body, wasn't presented in court during the trial.
Oh, shoot.
However, there was a smaller piece of the same kind of plastic that was examined in court.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm assuming that it was examined in the judge's chambers, mm-hmm. or possibly by the jurors. The article I read didn't really specify.
Okay.
And then... what else? And then several people were concerned it wasn't the right piece of plastic. It might have they're saying that it might have contained evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But according to Doris, it wasn't the same kind.
Oh.
It wasn't the same piece of plastic.
Okay.
Mm. She stated Mr. Phillips even questioned as to why it wasn't the same plastic. So I don't know, the article was just kind of like jumping from,
like here, there,
yeah,
everywhere.
Like I wasn't, mm-hmm. it didn't really, mm-hmm. It didn't really go into detail. It was saying I had to kind of piece it together to mm-hmm. Make sense.
Yeah. It wasn't in chronological order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the way that they explained the piece of plastic, I was mm-hmm. What are you guys trying to say? The article is weird.
But Mr. Phillip is.
That's all. I was just going to say that. Okay. So, Mr. H.L. Phillips was the Miller County Sheriff at the time.
Mm, mm-hmm. Okay.
The photos of Johnny's scratches were never turned over to the jury. They never saw those pictures.
What?
Mm-hmm. Supposedly, there is a newspaper article that read Flippo's truck contained hair fibers.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't find that one. And then the article, too, said that they couldn't find the article anymore either. Yeah. And then there was a witness who had stated one suspect admitted at another local tavern that he had, in fact, assisted Johnny in killing Monica.
What in the hell?
Mm-hmm. Another witness stated that they had, in fact, seen Monica in Johnny's trunk. Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. It is believed that a lot of evidence, statements, and witnesses were buried and swept under the rug. There has been speculation that people may have been paid off to keep the murderers from being charged and justice being served. All in all, the family would just like some closure on their beloved sister, daughter, and niece's case. There is a private Facebook call. There's a private Facebook group called Justice for Monica Sanders. Mm-hmm. And if anyone has any information on this case, please contact the Miller County Sheriff's Office at 870-774-3001. Again, that number is 870-774-3001. And that is the Miller County Sheriff's Office.
Oh my God, that is just awful.
That's what I found on her. It's a really short story, but
yeah, no.
I got a lot of, because I really couldn't find anything, so I got a lot of, I found a lot of stuff on Reddit. I had like 4 articles. So I received my information from the TexarkanaGazette.com, TXKToday.com, ArcLateXHomepage.com, PressReader.com, Reddit.com/r/unresolvedmysteries. And then YouTube.com, it's called Investigation Continues in capital S, capital W, capital A, capital R, cold case. And then I also received information from the Facebook group called Justice for Monica Sanders. Requested to join the group, but I hadn't been accepted. But it has like a little bit of stuff on there, like on the, when, you know, on the page, but.
Oh man! Mm-hmm. Wow, that is awful.
Yeah, I think I want to say his last name is Williamson. I'm looking it up right now, if you don't mind.
No, it's okay.
I don't know. It's just blank.
Oh, where did you click on Google?
Yeah, on Google Chrome. Yeah.
Let me see.
So, what do you think?
I think that is crazy insane. And I mean,
So according to some people, Monica had wanted to stay a little longer because she was having fun. And this guy, Johnny, had offered to.
I just think that's so weird that he would offer. And then how the hell would he be acquitted?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that.
Like, off of what circumstances?
It didn't say. And, you know, like, there's, like, no information. Like, there's not a lot of information on her case or, you know, like.
Right.
It's just like, awful. Because, like, I just kind of feel like.
Is it still going slow?
No. No, I'm looking for it right now. His name.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
That's just disgusting.
It is. And it's sad because, you know, it's one of those things that, I mean, how do you... No, it's not letting me do that.
That's another thing that I was kind of thinking too, is like, I wonder if it was a group effort because if she was scratching and fighting, you know.
Her teeth were knocked out.
Yeah, her teeth. I'm thinking like her teeth were knocked out. If she was scratching and fighting, it could be like multiple people like
maybe holding her down. That's what the cops believe. The cops believe that. You know what I mean? So
I think it was like a collaborative like group.
So Kendall Payne, so they think that the guy, the three main guys, Johnny, oh, I can't remember the other guy's names, not Kendall Sanders, but the other three, not Kendall Sanders, not Kendall Payne, but the other three, they think, well, the sheriff's, Phillips, Sheriff Phillips, thinks that it was those three.
Okay.
But Kendall, they found out Kendall Payne was somehow either with them or knew something. And so they had all four of them take a polygraph. So Kendall, well, none of them passed it.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's not admissible in court, but still, like,
and
he still didn't pass it. So the detectives are thinking that that the Johnny Flippo and then the other guy,
mm-hmm.
That they are the three that held her down and, well, not held her down, but killed her, that were mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
When she died. So.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I just. And I mean, okay, so when did you say that this happened? What day?
August 21st. And it had to happen early morning of mm-hmm. August 21st, 1988.
Okay, I was going to say, I knew it was before 1988. I mean, mm-hmm. if she had broken nails, has anybody done, like, DNA?
There's nothing about them checking the DNA. And I agree. Her nails they were broken.
Scratches.
So they were broken. Her nails were broken. Okay. But her other nails could have DNA, DNA.
Right.
But I don't know if...
anybody's put a study anybody's, in or nothing?
Yeah. Anything. If anybody's like, it doesn't give, that's what I'm saying, it doesn't give any information.
Ugh, I hate
so I know that. It's so hard because, like, especially when you're doing these cases that don't have a lot of information,
right?
Like, I'm seriously telling you, I had like four tabs open of different articles and they all said something different.
Ugh.
So but they were just like little bits and pieces, and then mm-hmm. I found Reddit and I was like, oh my God, Reddit had a little bit more information.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's where I found Kendall Payne's name. That's where wow. I found, his name's David Brown, something Flippo, and then Kendall Payne. That's how okay. I found their names, because I couldn't mm-hmm. find their names other than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the hell? And then I found that, and I was like, oh, that's their names, because I was trying to look for their names.
Right.
The other people's names, yeah. other guys' names.
Mm-hmm. The other suspects.
Yeah. And so I think it's weird because they were able to arrest Johnny and charge him with something. But the other two, they weren't able. Well, one of them they arrested, and then charges were brought against him, but then they were dropped. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was just never charged. Mm-hmm. So from what I read, they're pretty well off.
I was just
their
gonna
families
say
are
that.
Well off.
I was going to say, do you think
they have
a
connections
attorney?
With. People in the up city. In the yeah people that are high up there
in the municipality in,
yeah,
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes. My God, disgusting.
So it's just
corruption at
it
its
is,
finest.
It is, and it's very frustrating for people, like for her mom, I'm sure, mm-hmm. like her sister. So she died, they're saying, the early morning hours of August 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she went out dancing and stuff and her friends left,
right.
they probably left about, like, I would say, like, 1, probably,
yeah.
maybe midnight or 1.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then, so she stayed a little longer, and Lord only knows what time they left. So I would say between 1:30 and 2, maybe.
Oh, my God.
And then it just seems like all that area is very rural.
Yeah, that's
so
what I was going to say.
Then nobody, I mean, I'm sure people saw her leave with them, but then nobody saw her after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking that the three guys, or four, possibly, because Kendall might have been there, might have known something. The four probably took her somewhere. She probably went with the four of them. And then they probably took her to Smith Park,
mm-hmm.
telling her, and she was, I'm sure she was hesitant, like, no, I don't want to go, just take me home. And they were like, no, we're going to come over here and party. We're probably going to have some drinks. We can have fun, da, da, da. And she's the only girl with these
yeah,
four guys.
They probably told her there was other girls there.
Yeah,
or
they're going
like
to meet
that.
People
yeah.
there, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you have to remember back then, 1988, there was no cell phones.
Right.
There was nothing.
Exactly.
So how would she even know they were lying? And I think, I don't know her, mm-hmm. I don't know the family, but it seemed like she was a good girl.
Yeah, so, probably very trustworthy.
Yes, very probably very naive, trusting, naive, yeah. So she was probably, you know, thinking, well, if I just go and not put up a fight,
yeah,
I'll, we'll just get, you know, I could possibly get there and hitch a ride with somebody else or right. whatever. Or if I do what they say, then I'll be able to go home, you know. But, yeah, and so Christy, like I said, her little sister, the one that she was, the one that she planned her birthday party and stuff, her birthday was actually August 21st.
Oh, my gosh.
So she doesn't celebrate her birthday at all anymore.
What a nightmare.
And then her brother, Philip, he had went and shot one of the suspect's dogs and killed him, and he had to pay, like, $1,500 fine, and... He killed the suspect's dog, not the suspect.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, yeah. Because he was like, he was just upset. I mean, you know, I don't blame him. Like, it's awful. So,
Oh, my God. That is just crazy. But, yeah, I definitely, when you said that about the clothes, I'm like, okay, I mean, that's just like the key thing right there, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know why before you said there was multiple people, possibly multiple people involved. That's exactly what I thought, because I mean, I don't think that anybody in their right mind is that going to be like, oh, let me just fold the clothes to like, it just seemed like such random things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so I had asked Honey, I was telling him about it, and I was like, Honey, what do you think about this? So then I started telling him, and he's like, that's weird about the clothes. And I was like, mm-hmm. right? And he was like, yeah, that's like, that's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I go, I just wanted to see what you thought about that. And he was like, yeah, that's.
Yeah, so that is like, weird. I mean. That's very odd.
Mm-hmm. I can't find his name. I know I've seen it on like four of the, but I'm like trying to, I want to say it was Williamson.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I feel really bad for her family. I requested to follow her sister so I could get a little bit more information, but.
Right.
She hasn't. I don't know if she.
Yeah, well, got my friend you haven't got a response yet.
I haven't. No, I really haven't.
Well, rest in peace.
I know, poor thing.
That is just awful.
So, you guys go follow the Facebook group. Sorry, the Facebook group. It's called Justice for Monica Sanders. Mm-hmm. Or prayers for Monica Sanders or something like that.
Okay.
It's, yeah. I forget that guy's name. I knew. I thought I wrote it down, but I guess I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
His last name, Johnny.
Well, if you find it, we can, you know, kind of put a side note for the next podcast.
Oh, yeah. I'll put it in the, what I'll do is I'll put it in the notes, like when we upload, mm-hmm. I'll put it in there.
Like on the social media or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Prayers. The Facebook group is called Prayers Justice for Monica Sanders. That's what it's called.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, so when I found John's name, they were calling him John in the articles.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went on Reddit, they were calling him Johnny. So I was like, oh, I just went with Johnny because I'm pretty sure that's what he's known as, you know, wherever he's from.
Right.
And, but even if he did kill her, like, he was acquitted.
Mm-hmm.
So he could go up. That's another thing Honey said. Honey's like, cause I told Honey, I go, yeah, he was acquitted. And he's like, well, even if he did kill her, he could go and say, like, yeah, I killed her, and there's nothing they can do to him. And I was like, yeah, because double jeopardy.
Well, yeah, but he was acquitted.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He was like, well, he was acquitted, so even if he did kill her, he could go and say, like, yeah, I killed her, and there's nothing that they could do. Because he has been acquitted.
Even if there's DNA?
Yeah, they can't. They can't. I mean, unless they try him for like a different charge, like maybe murder in the second degree. Mm-hmm. But for murder in the first degree, he can't. No, he can't. They acquitted him off of that.
That is awful.
I'm not too sure how that works. I mean, like...
I know. I feel like there's some type of technicality
there here. There has to be some type. There should be, at least.
I mean, solid evidence. I mean, come on. You know?
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree. I don't know. I can't find it, but I'll put it on the notes. Okay. I'll find it and put it on the notes.
Alrighty, well...
Yeah, what else?
That was a really good, interesting story.
It was. Jeez. It's so sad, like, you know, like her mom. So her mom, in one of the articles I read, that her mom had said she heard her husband James talking in the kitchen one morning. Mm-hmm. And she just heard him talking, and she said that she went into the kitchen to see who he was talking to. And he was talking to Monica's picture. Mm. And he was like, I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to find who did this to you. Aww. And I'm going to make sure he pays for what he did to you. Mm. And that just broke my heart, because like, how do you, as a parent, I can't imagine like losing a child.
Right. How do you overcome that? Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I think as any parent, you know, your first instinct is to protect your child.
Yeah.
And the fact that maybe you feel like you couldn't protect her or weren't there to protect him or her, you know, in this case, her.
And then, like, her brother, Philip, he said that he shot the dog because he was pissed. He's like, I felt like I didn't protect her. I felt like I wasn't there to protect her. And I mean, if something happened to you, that's how I would feel. Like, yeah, you know,
I think
where was I? How come I wasn't there to protect my sibling or whatever, you know, my sister. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's awful, you know, so I can't imagine. But then it makes me mad too, like, you know, they didn't have enough evidence, and then it seemed like, now I don't know, I wasn't there, you know, during the trial or anything, but it seemed like they kept a lot of stuff out of the trial.
That's what I was gonna say.
Like, so why? That was kind of weird to me.
I don't know. And even, I mean, okay, like, I don't know. I mean, was this kid well connected? Because obviously he had some kind of legal representation for him to be acquitted.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't just go around acquitting people.
Yeah, especially. And
what kind of evidence did they have that was able to get him acquitted? Because from what I understand, it's very hard to get a retrial. Right?
Well, he wouldn't even need a retrial because he was acquitted. But
how did they get him to that point?
How did they get him to get into a trial to begin with?
Acquitted, you know what I mean?
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, there's like a lot of like unanswered questions, like the plastic that was found near her body or on her body or wherever, like what happened to that? Where is that?
Yeah.
Why didn't they test that for DNA? Like you said, why aren't they testing her fingernails for DNA?
Well, the vehicle, what's going on with the vehicle?
Flippo's vehicle. They're saying that they found hair fibers in the vehicle. I'm going to research that some more. It's just weird. Like, everything's so weird. Like, they saw her leave with Johnny from the tavern.
Right.
So, that's weird that... And so, they arrested him September 11th, 1989.
Uh-huh.
So, that's a whole year after she was found murdered.
Exactly. Right? And then 2 years and later, he's acquitted. Yeah,
and then a year after he gets arrested, he's acquitted.
Right.
So, it's just, I don't know. And then David Brown, I want to say David Brown is the one that was arrested.
Okay.
But I don't know. Don't quote me on that, because I'm not too sure about that.
Mm-hmm.
But And then Flippo has hair fibers. And how did they find Kendall Payne? How did they find Kendall to know that he was there or was a witness to whatever? And they gave him a polygraph. They gave all four of them polygraphs and they all failed.
One, how are you going to find hair fibers and not want to keep the truck as evidence?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it just seems like some backdoor Billy bullshit was going on down here.
Down there?
Down there.
Texarkana?
Mm-hmm. In Texarkana.
Yeah. That's this is my first case that's out of Arizona. Did you know that? So, yeah.
Yeah. I thought about that.
Mm-hmm. It's so sad. And there's like, there's just so many unanswered questions.
Yeah. It's like more questions than answers.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So frustrating. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sad.
And then it's sad, like, for her family, you know, like, and there's nothing that they can do. How do you move on from knowing that there's so many questions? And I mean, now I don't know how the authorities handled it. If it was the authorities that were keeping stuff out, which it didn't seem like it, because it seemed like Sheriff Phillip was just kind of like, why didn't they use that plastic? Or he was kind of questioning it.
But I mean, I guess...
the prosecutor...
Yeah, I guess that's pretty much out of the, you know, law enforcement's hand at that point.
Yeah, at that point, yes. Once it goes to the prosecution.
Right,
yeah.
To the prosecution. I mean, they, you know, probably could be a witness as to what they saw.
Yeah, yeah. What they seen at the crime scene.
Right.
Who they questioned as witnesses. Correct. And stuff like that. But they can't really... that. Go forth with, like,
to be in fully involved
in the prosecution.
Prosecution or whatever. But
and I think it's a little different now, because, like, if you look at Jodi Arias's case, I can't wait to do that one. Mm-hmm. If you look at her case, like, Detective Flores was there with what's that guy's name? The prosecutor, Martinez, is that his name? Martinez.
And Jodi Arias?
Yeah, Jodi Arias' case. The prosecutor, Detective Flores was there with him the whole time, throughout the whole prosecution. Like, I seen him in the trial, Detective Flores. He was the one who was, I think he was like the main detective in the Jodi Arias case.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was others, but he was one of the main ones. So...
wow.
So I think it's a little different now, but back then it was a lot different. Like, you know, the detectives probably weren't as involved as they are now, you know. And even now, I mean, like, the detectives and stuff, they're only limited to so many things before they have no say so in what the prosecution does and what anybody does, like, you know, after they hand it over to the state. Once they're done with their investigation, it's kind of like, it's up to the state what they decide to do at that point.
Right.
So, yeah.
Wow.
It's just sad. And I'm really wondering how they found Kendall Payne.
Well, I'm freaking wondering how he got acquitted.
Oh, we're talking about Johnny.
Yeah.
You're talking about Johnny.
I'm like still stuck on this shit right here.
I'm like so stuck on how they found Kendall. I don't know. And I know that there's a whole bunch more information on the Facebook group,
but you have to be accepted.
Your request has to be approved, or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Your request has to be approved.
Well, maybe we can give some updates, you know, like hopefully.
A little later.
At least we can kind of like shed some light on some of our unanswered questions.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know, because I'm sure our listeners are dedicated.
Dedicated.
Listeners are probably
wanting to know just as bad as we are.
Yeah, we're like, probably getting that knot in the back of their, in between their shoulders with stress.
I was like, what the heck? And I don't know. I was frustrated. I was so frustrated. I was like, this is stupid. Like, why? How was he acquitted? And how did they drop the charges on the other guy, whoever he was? I don't know which one it was. I don't know if it was David Brown or Filippo. But I know Kendall Payne. He never, like, his name hadn't even come up.
Wow.
Like, it was like one of the, you know, somebody just slid his ass in there.
Wow.
But I'm thinking that Kendall probably left. He kind of knew it was going to go down, so he left. Like, he bounced. He was like, I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm outie. So I think that's what happened. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
There's I could be completely wrong. I mean, I've been wrong once or twice before.
Yeah. But, I mean, who knows, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
That's awful. Well, that was a good case.
I know. I think so, too. And good I have, job. Like, four, I have four more case suggestions, and there's another one that's, like, going to be like this one, like, not a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing that. I love doing those because I'm, like, forcing myself to, like, go and ask questions and kind of just like do more research than the usual. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a challenge,
right?
But yeah,
cool.
Poor Monica.
I know.
And I feel so bad for her family, her mom Doris, her dad James, her brother Philip, her sister Christy.
Mm-hmm.
Christy was 7 when it happened.
Oh,
she doesn't celebrate her birthday.
Oh my gosh, that's awful. You know, if anybody has any information, please call anything.
Yeah, please call the Miller County Sheriff's Office.
Right.
And we gave the phone number before, but...
Yeah, and then I'm sure it'll be posted on the... Facebook mm-hmm. and our social media and stuff.
So. Yeah, and I'll post pictures of Monica.
Yeah.
I found one off of Reddit, so...
Oh, mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to Reddit for...
I know. Thanks to Reddit for giving me the names, because I was like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
And I found them. I was so excited when I found the names. You should have seen me. I was so happy.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. But
that's good.
Anyway, well, all right, guys.
All right. Well, that's all. That's all she wrote, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Please go follow us on our social media pages, whatever, accounts,
mm-hmm.
on all our social media accounts. Facebook is called The Miranda Writes Podcast. Instagram is TheMirandaWrites_19. Twitter is @TLHE, mm-hmm. MIRNDA, RGHTS. And then our website is themirandawritespodcast.com. I did some more cool things on there. I hope you guys like it. There's this you can't see it on your phone, but if you're on the actual website on a desktop, like there's a chalkboard. Mm-hmm. And then on there it says, pay attention, there's gonna be a test. And then this is our latest episode, and then there's like a rectangle for us to put, and then I put our latest episode in there.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, it's cute. And then like it's all I try to make it like themed around like our about us and stuff, and
uh-huh.
and the homepage I kind of like try to make it themed around how we grew up, like Polaroids, records,
mm-hmm.
tapes, you know, stuff like that. There's okay. pictures of us on there when we were little. And
I know. I saw those.
Did you?
They look so cute. The whole thing looks really cute. But I saw it on my phone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's on. Well, if you look on a desktop, it's so much cuter.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cute. And then our blog, we have a blog page that I'm so proud of that because I found, I just upgraded a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Our social media page is pretty cool too.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys should go check it out on a desktop. I think it looks better on a desktop. I mean, it looks cute on the phone too, but I like it better on the desktop.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you guys can go check that out. And I think that's it, huh? Nothing else. Please go rate, review, mm-hmm. download, and subscribe our website on Apple,
mm-hmm.
Apple Podcast. Please leave us a good review. We always welcome good reviews.
Absolutely. And we also want to thank all of our dedicated listeners that have been our A1 since day one.
Yes, we want to. Yes, we love you guys.
And yes.
Daryl was, Daryl and Monica was saying that Daryl, he's so funny. that he, you know, he roots for us and stuff.
Oh, so. damn Daryl. Thank you.
Daryl, please go follow Trailer Trash Tammy.
Yes.
That's where we get Damn Daryl from.
Yes, she's freaking absolutely hilarious. She's
so funny.
I love her. She's like my idol.
Anyways, yeah. So, oh, and go subscribe to our website too. You can subscribe to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of people subscribing. So that's really cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really? A lot of people?
Yeah, I have.
I haven't. I'm not getting those notifications on my phone.
Oh.
That's weird. I don't know what the heck is going on.
Damn,
Daryl. But yeah, please go subscribe to our website too. And leave us a 5-star review on our Facebook page too.
Yes.
Yeah, go do that too. Awesome. We've been busy trying to keep shit together with this podcast. Sorry about last week, guys. I'm not very familiar with editing. I don't like editing. As I've said before, I'm going to reiterate this. I said it earlier, but I'm going to say it again. I do not like editing. I don't understand it. And I refuse to learn. So bear with us. Mm-hmm. We're still learning. We make mistakes and we're still trying to be better. But
yeah,
I mean, this is as good as it gets if we're real.
I know. I mean, hey, I can't even say anything because that's me. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to sit here. I'm just going to sit here and hope somebody does it for me. Can't, because I don't want to do it.
Does somebody want to edit our podcast for us?
Right.
we need a Steven.
Yeah, we need a Steven, an editor that'll like work for free. Or maybe work for tacos.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
Or pozole.
Anybody want to edit? Like, Travis was, one of my friends, Travis, he was telling me about one of his friends. He's like, yeah, he edits you ask him to edit for you guys. He'll do it. And I was like, who is he? What's his name? And I started following him, but I never asked him to edit for me.
Absolutely not. It's going to get done someday, guys.
Yeah, it is. It is going to get done someday. It's going to get done. But not right now.
Ask us like 5 years from now.
Hopefully when we're, when Mujer finds a rich husband.
Yeah, when I find a sugar daddy, I'm still looking, by the way. Traveled all the way to El Paso to find one.
And it didn't happen.
I came back.
Maybe I could convince honey to figure it out.
Yeah.
Can't ever do it. He's like, what? No, I'm not doing that shit.
He's going to be like, get the hell out of my face.
Honey, you have to learn how to edit so you can edit for us.
Anyways, yeah.
All right, guys.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right, bye.
You're all thank you.
I'm all thank you. All right, bye.
Who are you thinking?
I don't know who I'm saying bye to. I'm talking like I'm on the phone. I mean, who am I talking to? Everybody just respond. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.